Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Simple Biz 360 podcast. We are in episode 2 of a 6-part series. This is called the Experience Economy. Stick with us. We'll see you in a minute. Hello, everybody. My name is Jeff Mason. I'm your host today on the Simple Biz 360 podcast. We are in episode 2 of a 6-part series honing in on the experience economy. You can find us on YouTube, Rumble TV, IGTV, and 28 audio platforms. So we thank you for being here, and we really are excited today to call this episode's called Embracing the Experience Economy. So the first episode was acknowledging, lasted a little bit more than 5 minutes. I assure you today is going to be just 5. But today we're really asking you to, you know, now that you've acknowledged that there is this thing called the experience economy, now we have to embrace it and figure out how to prosper, figure out how to monetize in this, figure out how to be successful, figure out how to make our companies fit into this puzzle of the experience economy. So it's really about answering the call. Okay, you know, if you agree that it's there, it's existing, we have to cater to these, you know, experiences that we create with our customers, and this is the way we lead ourselves into repeat and referral business, then we really ask you to look at your centricity. Is your company stacking the centricities right? And we would really argue that if you are doing things as a customer-centric company, great, you're on the right track. If you're doing things as a company-centric company, you may really want to, you know, take that weekend at the cabin and think through this a little more. And what do I mean by that? Well, somebody was telling me a story about a public company recently that, you know, they started out the annual meeting, and the CEO came out and he said, "Hey, you know, thanks everybody for being here, and you know, we want to make sure this year that we do everything we can to make the shareholders happy." Okay, you know, it's a public company. I get it to a degree, but, you know, make the shareholders happy or make the customers happy, and that will result in making the shareholders happy. So I think it was a little inverted. There's a lot of inversion going on out there. And the first thing we would say is if you really want to fit in and you really want to make the experience economy work, what we've seen, what we've read, what we've heard, what we've talked to other people about is the companies that stack the centricities the right way. And if you stack your customer centricity before your company centricity, you're doing the right thing. You're putting the proverbial horses before the cart. And then this whole idea of serving people, you know, we love to go back to the big dig. You know, you want a big company's take on it? Boom. Let's show you Starbucks, 1995. They do the big dig, right? They go on this long research project, their marketing department, to figure out the brand DNA. And they come out of this thing and they realize they're an atmospheric brand. And one day, Mr. Schultz is grabbing a cup of coffee in Seattle from one of the local baristas, and he says, "Hey, what do you really think that Starbucks DNA is?" And you know what this barista said, "It's really easy, Mr. Schultz. At Starbucks, we don't serve coffee to people. We serve people coffee." So we're all in the serve people business. And if you can make that customer centricity stacked on top of the company centricity, right? So you're focused on the customer. And if you can see things the way the big dig resulted in seeing things and this barista seeing things, right? You were all serving people. So if we can go in to this whole, you know, developing of a mindset to do business in the experience economy, then a central part to this, and really the epicenter of it, is going to be, you know, embracing it from the customer's point of view and delivering whatever you do, however you deliver it, do it in a way that aims at trying to create a good experience for them. Again, we mention, you know, every time we talk about this, we're going to mention a song that kind of highlights the episode and kind of connect it in your own mind. So the first one was "Why I Can See Clearly Now" by Johnny Nash. Well, this is "If You Do Things This Way," the Allman Brothers, "Trouble No More." Their first album, right? 1969. Great tune, "Trouble No More." We will see you for episode 3 of the 6-part series next week in 168 hours.